life.
Hey, everybody. Hope you had a fabulous week. And the voice you hear is Kate Delaney. I'm the host of America Tonight. As we're fond of saying, left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. Everybody's invited to the conversation on this overnight highway, and I don't care what your stripes are. So right from the get-go, before I even talk about some of the nonsense that happened over the weekend, or if we re-rack what happened last week heading into this week on the Hill, not much activity, really. It's most of it's away from Washington. But we're going to give you the digits right at the top, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Let's start with what happened that you might not be aware of. Well, first of all, this affects every single one of us. You know, the conversation at the gas station, the level rises. You know, self-service, unless you're in Jersey and somebody's pumping your gas for you, does lead to sort of the new barbershop buzz. Because people are so busy, but yet we all have to get out of the car and we're trapped on those little islands where you're pumping gas. And people start to talk to each other when gas goes up. Do you know that gas prices have shot up 8 cents a gallon in the last 2 weeks? Have you felt any of the pain at the pump, particularly if you're driving an SUV? That's where you really feel it. That's a pretty decent spike. And I don't know where you're living, but if you're somewhere out in the boonies even, or maybe you're closer to a big city, the swing is incredible. You could be paying anywhere from $2.60 a gallon of regular all the way up to $3. $3. And can you guess who's paying $3? If you were thinking California, California is a good guess. California and in Illinois, Chicago always seems to get stuck with the high increases. I can tell you that I filled up today and I paid $2.77. By the way, all these numbers, the average price, the 8 cents, all that stuff, comes from the Lindberger survey, or the Lundberger survey. That's where they crunch all the numbers from across the country and give you what the average is. So as we get closer to the holidays and a lot of people travel in Thanksgiving, you might be paying a lot more for the petrol that you're filling up with. And why is that? Well, you look at what the price of crude is, and we've seen that go up slightly in the last couple of weeks. And usually when that gets jacked up, it correlates at the pump, or if there's problems with delivery or any of that kind of stuff. In the meantime, we've been talking about who's zooming who when it comes to these elections across the country. All the House seats are up, we know that, 37 Senate seats. And in 37 states, they're also either looking for a new governor or reelecting the one that you have. Well, I'll tell you who's really getting slammed. The New York Republican gubernatorial candidate, Carl Palladino, he's now getting really raked over the coals in New York for some of his comments because he's not a person who's part of the political machine, which usually means you just don't have those sensors that go off and tell you, you might want to phrase that a little differently because this is New York and you're dealing with a very, very Democratic type of person in these elections. Yes, there are Republicans in New York, but when I say left of left, there's plenty of left in New York. So anyway, he's heavily being criticized because he's saying he didn't want children to be brainwashed into thinking that homosexuality is an equally valid or successful option compared to heterosexuality. And he put together a bunch of remarks where he talked about there's nothing proud of being in a dysfunctional homosexual relationship and a couple of other things, that he was out and speaking to various groups, and these were some of the things that were wrapped into remarks at an event to a group of Orthodox Jews in Brooklyn's oldest, one of the oldest neighborhoods anyway, Williamsburg. And this was a day after police announced the arrest of an eighth suspect in a series of brutal anti-gay hate crimes against four men, which has people up in arms in New York City. So it's also about timing, too. And you can bet that the New York Attorney General, Andrew Cuomo, is picking up on what Palladino is saying. In fact, Cuomo marched in New York City's Gay Pride Parade back in June, and he said quite the opposite thing. He said that Palladino's statement displays a stunning homophobia and a glaring disregard for basic equality, and said that the comments, along with other views that he's exposed, make it clear he's way out of the mainstream and is unfit to represent New York. And what I would say is that Palladino is digging himself a very, very big hole, because if you look at the makeup of New York, this just doesn't fly. There are some other things that we're going to talk about, too, including Linda McMahon and Richard Blumenthal, rather, of course, running for the Senate in Connecticut. There are a lot of intriguing races, and I'm wondering how many of the seats will actually flip in different directions. How many will actually go in a different direction, in other words, from Democrat to Republican, or just sliding one person out for another. And in some cases, as you know, in the primaries, the incumbent didn't win, so that means that they definitely are not up for being reelected. And we've seen that in a couple of places, like Delaware is an intriguing race, and a lot of people are focused on Delaware. So we're going to dive more into the politics across the country, because tick-tock, we're getting closer to Election Day, November 2nd, of course. Also coming up on this show, we've got sports shorts. The Philadelphia Phillies sweep the Reds. They advance to the National League Championship Series. And so do the Yankees. They knocked out our Twins, as the mothership of this network is in Minneapolis. So there are some Twins fans who are a little bit sad by what happened again with New York. It's too bad. They came out of the gate and looked pretty good in that first game for those first few innings. And that's what the Yankees do to you. They sneak up on you. Speaking of sneaking up, there were some interesting games in the NFL this past weekend. Of course, the game of the week is Monday's game, which will feature Brett Favre and Randy Moss in that Minnesota offense taking on the New York Jets. And many of you blew out the phone lines on Thursday to throw in your guesses on what would happen. Most of you picking the Vikings, and some of you, of course, going the other way. But we won't know until our next show what happens there, because that's a Monday night football game. Still, there was some intriguing action over the weekend in the NFL, and we're going to bring that to you, too, as well. Bad Boys, We Can Count, a slew of neat things happening. And coming up next, I've decided to adopt a hockey team that totally makes sense if you think of this show being called America Tonight. I'll explain all that coming up in just a few minutes. Hang with us.
Buy the case or buy the pallet. Sapaco SurePak MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sapaco SurePak MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport, and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sapaco SurePak MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sapaco supplier that's been in business since 1997. When you order your Sapaco SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources Precious Metals Brokers, and my phone number is 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then perhaps it's time for a change. You have the opportunity to make a change in November by voting, and the opportunity to make a change in your financial security today by calling me, Dwayne Daly. Get the stability and peace of mind that you deserve with gold and silver, a form of wealth protection for 5,000 years. As the inflation pinch becomes tighter and the dollar continues to devalue, while stocks remain iffy at best, stop the bleeding with precious metals. Metals will let you retain your purchasing power, protect your assets, and stop inflation the day you get in. I have many different ways to accomplish this, from metals for possession to IRA rollovers, tax-free, and everything in between. So if you would like to turn your scrambled nest egg into a souffle, call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115. 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are ready for a change, please call Dwayne Daly.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
The game of hockey. And so does Sam in Montreal. He's called for the past 4 years, and I think every single time he's called, he's found a way to work in some kind of hockey analogy, even when he really has to stretch it and the boundaries of what an analogy is. But obviously, we know a lot of people that listen to us in Canada love the great game as well. And we know how much pride we take in America with America Tonight, the title of this show after all, right? So I thought about this for a while, and you know, we like the underdogs and we like the up and comers. How often do we feature those kind of people on the show? How often do we talk about those scenarios of, oof, only this would happen, then the good guys would win, the little guys would win. So I found out about this team, the Allen Americans, Americans thus being the key word here. It's a hockey club, a feeder team, if you will, with some darn good players. And I think some great hockey about to happen. It's all preseason stuff now, but they're getting ready for their regular season. It all kicks off on October 15th. And I am officially adopting the Allen Americans as the mascot, or the team, better way to say it, the team of this show. So officially we're going to be following the Allen Americans. So my pal, Tommy Daniels, knows all about the Allen Americans as the head of broadcast operations, the voice, the everything behind this club, the real kick, if you will, behind the Americans, joins us now on the air. Hey, Tommy, how are you?
Kate, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah. How excited are you about the Americans?
I am so ready to get the season going. And by the way, that was one of the nicest intros and openings. I think the best thing that has been done for this young club, which is just starting its second year. So many, many thanks to you.
Well, tell us about the club. You know, because people can relate to that listening across the country in Illinois and Connecticut and in Kentucky. I mean, hockey's become big in a lot of places, and there are a lot of feeder teams, minor league teams, a lot of people that play for fun and are getting into the game of hockey. What can you tell us about the Allen Americans? Where are most of your players from, and what happens there?
Well, this will make Sam in Montreal happy. About 80% of our team is Canadian, and it's like I said, it's a second year team. We're a minor league affiliate of the Dallas Stars, which is obviously a big coup for us. Stars being just down the road, 20 minutes from Allen, Texas, and Steve Duchesne, former NHL great, is one of our owners. So we've got a little NHL influence in the club. And for our first year last year, we did pretty well. We went all the way to the Central Hockey League Finals, and we lost to Rapid City in Game 6. So we kind of feel like there's a little unfinished business. Hopefully maybe finish the job this year, if you will.
And for the guys that are there, of course, obviously it's to play the best they can and get the next leg up. And I'm sure you're hoping, like you said, it's only the second year, that it really develops into that feeder system, right?
Yeah, and you know what? It's like I said, it's exciting for hockey fans too. You know, anybody who likes hockey, you know, the minor leagues and junior leagues are where it all starts. And you know, there's so many great players. You look at the Sidney Crosbys and the young stars of the game today. They got their start in juniors and in minor league hockey. And we've got some great players who I think have a chance to take that next step. A good example, Jamie Benn, who plays for the Dallas Stars. His brother Jordy played on our team last year. He's currently on the Texas Stars in the American Hockey League this year. Probably going to remain there. So there is a chance, and that's what you ask in minor league hockey. It's just to have that chance to move up. And we're happy that we have a team at Allen. And like I said, with the name Americans, I think it's just perfect that everybody should adopt this team. We're young. We're still trying to build a fan base, and we'll take everyone, no matter if you're a U.S., Canada, wherever.
I love that. Hey, tell us about tell us about some of the other clubs. You've got a team called the Mud Bugs. I love that. Of course, the Brahmas, the Thunder, the Rush.
Right.
The names of these clubs are great.
Yeah, and the Rush, you just mentioned, their Rapid City. They won the entire playoffs last year, winning the championship, and the Mud Bugs, as you just mentioned, they're in Shreveport, Louisiana, which is by far one of my favorite trips to make. We do it by bus, by the way, Kate. Not many plane ventures these days. It's all pretty much by bus, but that's the greatness of minor league hockey, because trust me, after you spend many, many days and nights with 25 guys on the road, you get to know each other pretty well by the end of the season.
Yeah, no kidding. Tell us where the Jackalopes are from.
They're from Odessa, Texas, kind of the Midland, Odessa area. If you're familiar with help me, Kate. What's the name of the movie? Friday Night Lights.
Friday Night Lights, yeah.
Friday Night Lights, yes. That's obviously named after pretty famous school there, and Odessa, Texas is about 5.5 hours to the northwest of Dallas-Fort Worth. And yeah, the Jackalopes, they play in a place, you'll love this, Kate, the name of their building is called the Jack Shack. So trust me, if you haven't been to the Jack Shack on a Saturday night for hockey, you haven't lived.
Tell us, how long is the season? How long does the season go for you guys?
We start here, as you mentioned earlier, October 15th is our first game. The season will run through the last weekend in March. Last season we went all the way through the finals. So we finished up the first week in May. So it was a pretty long year for us. And trust me, as I mentioned, traveling mostly by bus, by the end of the season, you're ready for a few months off.
All right, I said that we're a show all about the underdogs and getting to know the people that aren't the, let's say, star players. What's the average age of the players, and pretty much what do they make? Ballpark.
Well, Here's what I think is kind of the neat thing is the approach that Alan has taken, and you know, this league, the Central Hockey League, for many, many years, was looked at as a league where I hate to say it this way, but where hockey players went to die. Guys who were trying to hang on, or guys that just couldn't make it to the NHL, but who were decent hockey players, used to play in this league. But it's changed over the last few years. And I think a lot to do with teams like the Allen Americans, which has taken the approach, let's get younger players, guys fresh out of juniors. Our average age is probably about 25, but we kind of lean, you know, early 20s, 21, 22, 23. We have one guy who they call Grandpa who's 29. So, you know, it's a pretty young league, actually, and I think you're going to see more of that. It's right now, Kate, there's two leagues kind of at the AA level. It's the East Coast Hockey League and the Central Hockey League. The IHL merged with the Central Hockey League this past off season, and I guess our hope is maybe someday here soon that we'll have one AA league, and maybe somewhere down the road the East Coast and the Central League will get together, much like the AHL and IHL did a few years ago and merged as one.
What's the average salary for these guys?
You know, the high end, these guys probably make, you know, $40,000 a year. You know, the low end, I'm guessing probably mid-20s. But, you know, one of the good things is, obviously, these guys, they don't pay rent. That's pretty much all taken care of by the team. When you travel on the road, you obviously get a per diem. So, even though the salary is not great, there are the little perks. I know a lot of our, better players, good example, a guy like a Bruce Graham, who was a second-round pick of the New York Rangers back not too many years ago. I mean, he's one of our better players. You know, he might have a few more perks. Some guys will receive vehicles this year to drive around. So there are other perks, but hey, I can't, by the way, I can't wait till you make it up to a game, Kate. I think you're really going to be impressed with our building. They call it the Mini American Airlines Center. It's a $65 million, you know, venue. It holds about 8,000 for concerts. We had Little Texas, the country band, that was performed there, about a week, or Lone Star was there too, about a week and a half ago. And then, hockey is the primary tenant in the building, and that gets underway next weekend, $6,500 for hockey.
Wow, I love that. All right, the Americans are the official team of America tonight. Some applause for our Americans, because we're going to be rooting for them. All right, you hear that? Tommy, thanks. We'll get up there soon.
Thanks, Kate.
I think it's cool. Hey, $40,000 or $25,000, play some up and get a chance to maybe get a look at going to the NHL eventually. Not a bad deal, I think, in my book. Hang with us, Sides and Ends, next.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
10 years. Genesis. A decade of talk. Genesis. Great talk radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change T as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change T will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea.
Never know what you're going to get when you listen to this show. So far we adopted a minor league hockey team that has Americans in its title, the Allen Americans. And we talked about the crazy race in New York and Carl Palladino and some of the stuff that remarks he's made about homosexuality, bad timing with what's happened in New York City. And the people in New York City revolted by some of the things that he said. And, of course, as I mentioned, could you get a harder race for any kind of a Republican, especially against Andrew Cuomo, who has a double-digit lead at this point? But there are other significant races happening across America that I think are going to be way too close to call. And will you actually have a change of voice in Washington or not, that's too close to call. You know, look, I've polled people, I've talked to pundits, we've also read many of the polls that are out there, and with the races that are too close to call, they're pretty significant, because if you're talking about Nevada and Harry Reid, 28 years being the senator there, versus you get Sharon Engelin, who had her own trip-ups while she was running against Reid, then kind of tightened up her comments, and now is starting to sway some of the undecided voters and has actually taken a lead in the polls. But you don't know until Tuesday into Wednesday into the next day, if some of them are really close, which way it's going to go. And let's face it, if we're talking about just numbers and not the people in the specific races, the hard numbers are 40 for the House and for the Senate, 10. And I don't know that the Senate looks that good, but the House could easily swing. But then what does that mean for the country? What changes? What's different? What does it mean for the middle class? What does it mean for now this group of people that is starting to separate from the haves and the have-nots, where people are struggling who normally wouldn't struggle, that you could have a pretty decent life and you didn't have to make a killing? You could make a decent amount of money and still afford to take vacations, still afford to pay your mortgage, still afford to retire, still afford to send kids to school. And I think the scariest thing, and the reason why you hear all this anger, is because of that, is because of the worry of the higher taxes, of what's going to happen to Social Security, what's going to happen with health care. Is that going to cripple us because now you're going to have to pay more, or some of the small businesses will slice out jobs and then you're SOL anyway, because then you don't have a job and then you're looking for a job in your 40s or 50s or, you know, whatever it might be, even if it's in your 20s. Because you also have the other side of the spectrum where somebody is in massive debt, they get out of school and they can't find jobs because their particular field has, some of the companies have had to cut out the fat. They've had to trim their budgets to try to make more of a profit. So it still is scary times out there. When I pick up papers or I start to flip around or I start to look around on the internet or start to have conversations with some of the economists at various schools and across the country, the one thing that I constantly get over and over again is that, no, we're really not sure where the light is at the end of the tunnel. And yet I'll see all these things and from politicians about, you know, we're getting closer, it's looking better. And I'm thinking, what Kool-Aid are they drinking? We must be at a different dance. We have to be at a different dance, which, again, shows the separation. And the reason why November 2nd is so important, so bloody important for people to vote and not have the attitude of, my vote doesn't matter. It does. I've said this before. You can argue about presidents and you can argue about the Electoral College, and there the vote is swayed a little bit in a different direction, but not when it comes to local politics and not when it comes to electing members of Congress. You don't have to tell that to one of Obama's main right-hand men. David Axelrod, who, of course, is the senior advisor to the president, was on one of the Sunday shows. He was on Face the Nation, and he talked about that he's hoping with more seats the Republicans will feel a better responsibility or a greater responsibility to work to solve some of the problems, which is interesting to me because it's almost like he's conceding the fact that, okay, well, if Republicans are going to win a bunch of these seats, let's hope that we have bipartisan cooperation. So if we have these Republican gains in the elections next month rather than gridlock, maybe we'd be able to get something done. Wow. And to me, that's interesting. So what is that, admitting that, geez, things aren't looking good, so let's start to put that out there? Yeah, you look at the high unemployment, near 10%, the economy. I just mentioned things that people are worried about, the disappearing middle class. And will this be the moment of punishment for the Democrats? Because they're the ones that are controlling the game right now when it comes to the midterm elections. And does that mean an automatic handoff in, you know, the House of Representatives to Republicans? I think the control there will switch. In the Senate, not so sure, but probably a little bit, probably a few more gains anyway in that one. And Axelrod thinks he doesn't believe Democrats are going to lose control of the House, but he's still more hopeful that there'll be cooperation with Republicans, that there has to be something of a bipartisan cooperation. Otherwise, you're not going to, nothing's going to happen. And that's the perfect thing to start to feed out there. That's the perfect thing to say, because with the hint that, we recognize that we're starting to lose some steam, and some of the anger out there is going to translate into votes and is going to change some of these seats. And I think coming into this week, it's going to be interesting to see when the president talks about reforms, because he's saying he's going to talk more about reforms that he had to put into place to fix problems that led up to the financial crisis, that now have this period that we need to all believe in called healing and consolidation and implementation that is much less disruptive. And I thought, man, I didn't get that memo. I didn't get the memo that, okay, so we're putting this in place and this is supposed to change things, but be patient, because for 6 years, everything's going to really, really be frozen in this country, and it's going to be very tough for the middle class, and it's going to be really hard to get loans, and we're going in the opposite direction, especially when you think that up to 40 states are looking into all this foreclosure information, and for a good reason, because of the craziness of the paperwork. So attorney generals in 40 different states, might as well say everybody looks into it, say they've got plans to announce an investigation into banks' use of flawed foreclosure paperwork. Is this crazy? The Iowa attorney general was the leader of the band, Tom Miller. He said he's going to do it. He said he's been leading all kinds of reviews of questionable foreclosure documents that don't make any sense. On Friday, Bank of America became the first bank to talk about the fact that they've got plans for an inquiry, too, because of they've got to halt foreclosures. Everything's too messed up, and they don't know what the right hand did and the left hand did. This is crazy. So this again goes to the growth of the economy. Look around at the foreclosures. It's the same thing that we've been beating everybody up with for the last couple of years. It wasn't supposed to be that way. I don't think you're going to have a period of healing. You have a period of infuriation. You have a lot of disillusioned Democrats and independents, and certainly Republican or conservative type voters. So these races are tightening for a very, very good reason. It's because people are disillusioned more than I can ever, ever remember. And you spell it out to me all the time when you send me emails at americatonight.net or call the show. Whatever it is that we're talking about, except for when we get tired of nothing but dark clouds and we lighten the load, it's heavy out there. The air is heavy with people filled with worry. So I think that's why the races are getting so tight, that other than New York and a couple of others, Delaware still, there's a double-digit lead for Christina O'Donnell's opponent and Chris Coons. And I think that other than that, you're starting to see the narrowing gap. And as I mentioned, who knows where it goes? Because sometimes in a poll, the likely voter doesn't vote the way they say they're going to vote, or they don't even vote at all. So if conservatively in the House there was maybe a 35-seat gain Republican-wise, or 40 would be a difference maker, but let's say it's at least 35 to 36, 37, it still would make a difference, I believe, in what's happening on the Hill. But 40 would switch things considerably. If there were 40 seats that changed, then the House will have to flip, and that's why Axelrod is already out there preaching, I hope we have bipartisan cooperation so we can work together to get things done. That's called CYA, and that's what they're obviously doing, because there's concern in looking at the polls. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to look at what happened in the world of sports. Stay with us.
never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full one-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action, or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Finish line with a little sports shorts as we head into another week. Hard to believe that it's October. I have to get over it, but I don't know where the summer went. I'm still stuck on the summer. I'm still stuck on, wow, we were in August, now all of a sudden we're staring down the barrel of Halloween and Thanksgiving and then the Christmas holidays after that. Our game of the week, as you well know, is for Nail the Score. The Vikings and the Jets, and people are really stoked about this game, and boy, a lot of you blew up the phone lines to throw in your guesses. Some of you picked the Vikings and some of you picked the Jets, and Randy Moss is the big story, or was the big story, heading into this game. Here he is going back to a team that he started with and had some incredible success with, but you look at the hookups with Moss, especially to me, when he was with Tom Brady and the Patriots, now leaving the Patriots, and I think he's the perfect receiver for Brett Favre and will really, I believe, help the Minnesota Vikings, especially when you look at what's happened with their receiving corps. But that story, unfortunately for Brett Favre, is taking a back seat. All of the legitimate sports media now is reporting on this. The league is looking into some allegations about Brett Favre, very salacious. So as he was celebrating his 41st birthday on Sunday, this is a very strange period for Brett Favre. And when I say it's strange, what's happened is apparently, allegedly, Brett Favre sent inappropriate messages and photos of his private parts to a former Jets employee when he was with the Jets, as you all well know. The woman's name is Jen Sturger, who didn't release any photographs to a website called Deadspin, which is like a gossip sports website. And because of those photos and the allegations, now the NFL is looking into is there any validity to this or whatever, because the NFL is now wants to look at this, but they also want to talk to two massage therapists who were supposedly sent text messages by Favre that were inappropriate as well. They've been contacted by the NFL. The NFL says they're going to meet with Favre if they have evidence that there is something to these allegations, because all kinds of allegations could come up, but if they find that there is, they will meet with Favre. Favre, to his credit, when he was asked about it, just said, look, my focus is the Jets. They're a tough team. That's been my focus. I hate in any way if this has been a distraction because I'm focused on trying to beat the Jets. And he was asked about the accuracy of the reports, because he can't get away from the story either from the reporters. And he just said it'll take its course. And he said he didn't have any problem talking with the commissioner. The commissioner's office is saying, yeah, Roger Goodell is going to look into it, of course. They're going to make sure they understand what all the facts are, and they'll make a decision then as to what they do. Now, once the NFL completes this investigation, they can decide if they'll take any kind of disciplinary action, if it's warranted, because they've got, remember, the personal conduct policy. And if they did take any action, he could have 10 days to appeal the suspension, because it wouldn't be enforced until after the appeal's heard. But it's not a prolonged deal. Usually when they hand out some kind of a disciplinary action to somebody, under the personal conduct policy, they go for the jugular to get it over with. Either it's going to end up in a good manner for the player or not. We saw that happen in other cases, even if it was Ben Roethlisberger or whoever. So under a worst-case scenario, Favre could have his record of 288 consecutive regular season starts halted because of the ban. But we'll see what happens. And you look at Ben Roethlisberger, as I just mentioned, the quarterback from the Pittsburgh Steelers, a guy who had two Super Bowl winning teams, was on two Super Bowl winning teams. He just gets back from a four-game suspension, and he wasn't charged with anything criminally involving the allegations that were made against him of improper conduct, remember, in the Georgia bar. In other words, he was hanging all over a bunch of different girls and saying a bunch of different things, and that came back to haunt him. So because of what happened in the Roethlisberger situation, in the Favre thing, you know, who knows? He's never had anything like this dog him. So the evidence would definitely have to be there. Matt, you're in Minnesota, of course, at the mothership. Like I said, the big conversation with Randy Moss until this story happened. And you said that people in Minnesota aren't talking about it. On the sports talk stations, you don't have people calling up worried about Favre, maybe the allegations are true or there's some evidence to it and he gets suspended. Or is there any concern at all about that?
There hasn't been a lot of talk about it. Like I said, you know, Randy Moss coming back is more of a story locally than the Favre allegations have been nationally. I think it's more of a thing where ESPN and everyone else is talking about it, but around here, the story is still Moss coming back.
All right, so we'll see what happens. If it's true, you got to put him in the Roethlisberger category. Why these guys do this, I have no idea. It's somebody has to teach them about social media and texting and trusting and doing ridiculous things that are going to get them into trouble. But we'll see. We'll see what happens in his case. I don't want to hang him out to dry before we know everything. It does not look good. But just because it doesn't look good, it doesn't mean that's what's going to happen here. So I don't want to say that. All right. In the meantime, we have some quick baseball that I want to get to. I was at the Texas Rangers game today. The Rangers taking on the Rays. They had a chance to wrap up their series. They've never won a home game in the playoffs. And they didn't do it this time around. They lose to the Rays 5-2. Evan Longoria talked about the Rays evening the series and kicking it back to Tampa for that final game five.
A little better than 50-50 going home at this point. I mean, you know, we've really battled to get back to even in the series. And, you know, I think we have a lot of confidence going home and being able to finish, you know, the series in our home ballpark.
All right. In the meantime, Ron Washington is putting all his eggs in the basket of one Mr. Lee. And here's what he had to say.
This is why we got him for this type of game. And, you know, I certainly feel great about what's about to happen when we get to Tampa. And we couldn't have a better guy on the mound.
Yeah, he better hope that's what happens because I'll tell you what, I think the people in Texas were absolutely stunned. They had a chance to wrap it up twice, didn't do it, lost two more home games. Now they're 0-6 in the playoffs at home. We'll see if they can win against Tampa. Donovan McNabb in a very, very big game that went into overtime. Shocker when you think of Green Bay and how many people are high on Aaron Rodgers. Washington winning in overtime 16-13, and Donovan McNabb had a monster game. Here's what he had to say afterwards.
After a couple games like this, this is the opportunity. You know, when you're in the huddle, guys are just waiting that opportunity to make that big play to really spur the thing going. And, you know, I think Anthony really got things going for us, which led to a lot of big passing plays for us. Santana, I mean, he's been consistent over the years, and there's a reason why, you know, he's been doing what he's doing.
All right, so that was just one of the many games on the board. Of course, in the NFL, the Chicago Bears win again. They destroy Carolina 23-6. Baltimore's really on a roll. They're 4-1. They look really good. They had their way with Denver 31-17, the final score in that game. Arizona and New Orleans was an interesting game. That came down 30-20 in the favor of the Cardinals. Tennessee beating the hapless Dallas Cowboys. All of you Cowboy fans out there, you know, we just gave away some of those 50th anniversary books of the Dallas Cowboys thanks to EMG Promotions. It was part of our whole nail to score thing. And the Cowboys lose at home. Tennessee had their number 34-27. Even though the Cowboys kept it close and came back, certainly in the second half they were much stronger, but they still posted a loss, and they're not even in the thick of their schedule yet. And don't forget, our nail to score game is Minnesota and the Jets, and of course that's on Monday night. You have any thoughts, you can send them to me at americatonight.net.